Good morning. This is the Game Fish and Parks Radio Show. I am Bryce McVicker, and with us today is Austin Norton out of Webster. Thanks for coming today, Austin.
Thanks for having me, Bryce. It's been a few weeks since I've been down here to do this radio show, so glad to be here, and hopefully we put together an exciting one for you all this morning.
I didn't come last week either. I spent last week in Nebraska, went back home, hunted some pheasants on the last day of the season, took a couple days and hunted geese on the North Platte River, and then hung out at home and actually did a little farming work.
Oh, all right.
Haven't done that in probably 8 years, so hey, I have blisters on my hands.
That's good for you. It's good to have that homely experience every once in a while.
Back to the light work of being a game warden this week.
So, there you go.
That's refreshing. But yeah, it's pretty nice out there this weekend. A lot different than what we've seen probably the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I think for perch fishermen that fish a lot, they really like these warm-ups in February.
Yeah, I we can't complain. Friday was a gorgeous day. Minimal wind. Temperatures were really nice. And today is another nice day out there. I know anglers are out in full force as usual, even though the fishing may or may not be the best at this time or what we typically see at this time. But overall, I think everybody's pleased, at least with the weather.
Yeah, and the 15-day forecast looks like we're supposed to stay above freezing here for a while. I already heard some speculation on what the ice conditions are going to do, and I don't really know what they're going to do. If I did, I'd probably get paid a whole lot more than I do now. But we've got really good ice out there yet right now. I would say 25-plus inches consistently across the board. So it's going to take some warm weather to break that ice up.
Absolutely. But with that warm weather comes, obviously, water that'll start sitting on top of the ice. And sometimes if the wind blows there, in some cases, for some reasons, there's some pockets of water that do open up, small pockets, that is, anyways. So hopefully we won't have any issues like that. I know I'm excited for the warm weather, and just nice to go out and maybe get a tan while you're out ice fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, let's talk about your lakes up north first. I guess first let's kind of talk about access. How is access getting on and off the water? And then once you get on the water, is there much snow on the ice left, or how's it looking?
So far, so good. Access has been really good as of lately. We haven't had any large snowstorms or anything like that, or any heaves pushing up to really have access be restrained at all. Snow on the ice, there's almost zero snow on the ice. So I highly recommend if you're out there, if you got ice cleats or whatever you got, help you walk. Because I know last couple times that I've been out checking fishermen, if you don't have snow cleats, the chances of you falling are pretty highly. So definitely keep that in mind. Hit some of the lakes up there, Wabay Lake, Bitter Lake, kind of are my bigger lakes. Fishing pressure's been decent, but as far as the number of fish that people are actually keeping and whatnot, it's been pretty minimal. They're still picking up some walleye, some perch, pretty typical of those lakes. But as far as limits or large numbers of fish being kept, it just has not happened this winter yet. Couple other lakes, Pickerel Lake did pick up a little bit, I've heard, as far as perch and crappie. The crappie have been pretty decent size. The perch were somewhat smaller, but catching a decent number of them. Enemy Swim hasn't had too much pressure this year either. The walleye bite I did hear was kind of actually a little bit better than the panfish bite, so definitely an opportunity to go out there and catch some walleye. But do remember on Pickerel and Enemy Swim, there is a 15-inch minimum on those walleye, so keep that in mind.
Very good.
Other lakes, I think the only other one kind of in the area where I'm up there is Opitz. That's been seeing a little bit of pressure, but nothing too crazy there as either as far as any limits or anything coming out, but an occasional really nice perch and walleye.
Very good. When I was on Thursday with Don Fierstead on his radio show, he asked me about some littering issues. And I had told him that I haven't had a whole lot of littering issues. And I remembered back to the first year that I was here, we had a lot of bad littering problems on Pelican Lake and Lake Ponset. Whether it was trash, garbage, and that kind of stuff, or leaving northern pike on the ice, nonetheless, it just seemed like there was a lot of litter. But the last year or so, I haven't had big problems. But before you and I went on the air, it sounds like you've been getting some similar complaints up on Wabay lately.
Yep, Wabay's been kind of the main area that I've gotten several calls on this week that, I just like people to use the tips hotline, or you call us officers if you're seeing anything like that. I received several calls obviously after the fact, after people had left several garbage bags left on the ice or snow covering up to kind of hide them, fish cleanings out there, human feces, all sorts of stuff like that. Just remember, guys, if you're going to take it out there, simple thing, pack it in, pack it out. It's a pretty hefty fine if you're caught littering, and it just puts a black eye out there on the sportsmen and women that are using the outdoor resource, and it just does not look good at all. So I encourage you to please take your garbage home with you, and if you're an angler or whoever out there and you see something, give us a call. We'll definitely investigate it and do the best we can to possibly press charges.
If there's one thing consistently that most people have zero tolerance for is littering. There's a lot of people that just have no patience for it. Most of our officers being some of those, and a whole lot of fishermen. So report it, and we'll do our best to make contact with those people. And there's very, very, very few times where littering is a warning.
Absolutely. There's just no excuse for it. We all know better than to leave our garbage out there for somebody else or for the lake to end up consuming. So we definitely do our best to make those cases, especially when we get calls on that.
Very good. Well, I asked you about access, and access around here has been pretty good as well. Our access crew has been pretty busy blowing out lakes, getting the accesses in good shape so people can get on and off the water on a bunch of different lakes. So that's been good. One place where I've got quite a few questions is on Grass Lake up by Florence. We were not going to blow that lake out again because the snow was just too hard. No, we couldn't get our equipment through there. But our access crew did run up to Big Stone and get some heavier duty equipment, brought it down here and got that lake access area all cleaned out. So you can get on and off Grass Lake again with no issues. Another lake that has come into question lately has been Horseshoe. I guess kind of north and west of Long Lake over by Henry. And that's got some pretty tough access to that right now. There's only one access to get on publicly, and that's on the north end. The snow's really blown in there and crusted over. Another spot where we can't get our equipment here at the Watertown office through the snow. So maybe if they have time, they'll try to get that lake blown out as well. But maybe Mother Nature will help us out a little bit, soften that snow up, and then we can get our blades through that and we can open that lake up as well. Other than that, all the other lakes are in good shape. Access on and off has been good. And like Austin said, no ice or no real snow on the lakes up north. No real snow on the lakes down here either. So when we get warm weather, there should be a little bit of water on top of the ice, but minimal because there's just not a whole lot of snow left out there. As far as a fishing report goes, not a whole lot of changes in Cottington County. Goose Lake has maybe gotten a little bit better. Long Lake has maybe slowed down a little bit from what we saw a few weeks ago, but all the lakes have a lot of fishermen on them. Kind of an area that's picked up in fishing pressure over the last 2 or 3 weeks has been up kind of in that Bradley area. Cottonwood Lake been busy, had a lot of fishermen on it. Swan Lake has been busy, and then Hegg Slough. All three of those bodies of water have had quite a few fishermen on them. All of them are catching some fish. Swan Lake, real quality fish there. If you catch a perch, it's going to be a nice one. If you catch a walleye, it's going to be a nice one. A few people out there targeting big northern pike, so some real quality fish coming out of Swan Lake. Cottonwood, been more of a kind of an average eater bite that we've really been searching for all winter. A lake like that just hasn't popped up, so we're fortunate that Cottonwood's finally putting out some fish, and some anglers can go up there, catch some perch, and catch some walleye in that eater range. Hegg Slough, mostly been a panfish bite, few crappie, mostly perch, and a lot of them have been smaller. You're going to have to sort through them a little bit, but if you do some sorting, you should be able to get a few fish over that 10-inch range. Down in Hamlin County, Ponset, been pretty slow yet. Still a lot of tournaments going on down there every weekend, but just not weighing in a whole lot of fish. A lot of frustrated fishermen down there. Three Buck, Fate Slough, not a whole lot of changes there. Some smaller perch and maybe a bigger walleye at night, but other than that, been awfully quiet.
And you know, with these consistently warmer temperatures, and doesn't look like there's any big storms in the future, you know, maybe that'll kind of turn fishing on here finally with that consistent weather. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, we do have all of our hunt safe dates posted online, so we'll talk about some of those. But all the hunt safe classes that are in the northeast part of the state, they are all posted online now for the entire year. So you can go to the Game Fish and Parks website, go over to the Outdoor Learning tab. You scroll down to Outdoor Learning, and then there's a Hunt Safe button. Or no, not Outdoor Learning.
Hunter Education.
Yeah, Hunter Education. And then there's a Hunt Safe button. You can click on that, and then there will be a drop-down tab of what town you want to pick. So find a town near you, check out the dates, see if they work, and throw your name in the hat. We're going to have three classes here in Watertown, one coming up here at the end of the month. It's probably not going to fill up, but looks like we've already got 20 to 30 students signed up for that one already. So that's a good number. That's about what we expect for this winter class. But it's going to start on the 27th of February. It's going to be at the new middle school, and it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and it's going to be four nights. It'll be the 27th and 28th of February, and it'll be the following Monday, Tuesday, on the 6th and 7th of March. So once again, those are posted online. You can hop online and check those out and get signed up for whichever one you want. The other class is going to be in May, and then the last class is going to be in August.
We encourage people that, we all know that once summer comes around, that is when a majority of our classes are, but we do know that kids get busy with summer activities and whatnot. So if you don't think that a summer class is going to work, try to get into one of these earlier classes while school's going on, because like Bryce said, all the classes that are going to be happening this year are online. We don't intend to be adding more at a later date. So definitely do your homework, figure out what location works for you and what dates work for you, and get your kids signed up. And we look forward to having them in class.
Yeah, definitely. And schedules get busy. That's why it's our goal to get all these posted before February 1st, and our region's done a good job of doing that. And then there's also an online option. So on that same website, there will be online classes posted. You can do the online portion whenever you want, and then you'll just have to find a field day. And you can go to any field day. It's one day anywhere in the state. Drive over for one day, get your field day done, and then pass your class that way. So that's another option for folks that that have busy schedules. Just to wrap things up here a little bit, like we talked about, we've got a 15-day forecast that's looking pretty warm. If we see these fields really start to thaw out, we could start seeing some whitebirds in the area in the next couple weeks. A lot of people looking forward to that. For those waterfowl hunters that really monitor social media and see what's going on throughout the migration, they're probably seeing some pretty big numbers being posted down south already. Arkansas, southern Missouri, and maybe even a few birds starting to trickle into to North Dakota. But I can't remember a year where the snow goose harvest has been as good as this one. From the time that they left their nests in Canada, they really got hammered on throughout Saskatchewan and Manitoba. North Dakota had a pretty good hunt. We didn't have the greatest migration here in South Dakota just because of the weather, but now that those birds are down in Arkansas, they've been really putting up some big numbers down there over decoys. So things are looking good as they get back to South Dakota. Hopefully Mother Nature is a little bit better to us this spring, and we can hold up some birds here for a little bit and get some good shoots. But nonetheless, if we've got a 15-day forecast like they're looking at, we should start seeing some birds trickle into the area, and I would say probably a month from now could be peak migration if we keep this weather up.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it, and I know, like I said, everybody else is too, so we'll do our best to keep you all posted on that migration and go from there.
All right. Very good. That's all I have on my list. Appreciate everybody listening. Hope they enjoy the nice weather this weekend. And we will be back next week, same time, same place.